is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America, wherever you are. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, I don't know, maybe you ain't going anywhere. I just hope you're having a great Friday, okay? I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This is when the show gets started, every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. That's when I get started. I only got one more hour left. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you've missed a minute, if you've missed a second. Thank you to everybody listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't have to lift a finger. You don't have to do a thing. I'm in Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's in New York. New York City. What a show we've had. Thank you so much to former coach and quarterback and offensive coordinator, everything. Thank you, Mike Sanford Jr., for coming through and joining us from the great state of Colorado. Thank you so much to former NFL, well, not a former, he is an NFL champion, two-time with the Steelers. Offensive lineman, current radio host and personality, Max Starks. He came through and joined us to talk some football as well. It's a football-loving day. And we got the World Series going on right now. Actually, this minute, this second, things have been quiet, which I guess is a good thing if you are the Yankees and or the Dodgers. There's no score. They're heading into the top of the fourth inning. We've only seen three hits. We've seen an error. Hickey, did you see Freddie Freeman get a triple because Verdugo misplayed the ball? Did you see that?
Oh, I did, and he was chugging on the base paths.
This man, Freddie Freeman, is running around with a busted foot, a busted ankle, and he limped. He still moved, but he limped his ass to a triple. I'm like, if you're Alex Verdugo, and you saw the look on his face, ball ends up the left field. He lets it carom off the wall, takes a bad angle. The ball ends up behind him. And Freddie Freeman, who probably has the worst legs of anybody in the series right now, can't even play in consecutive games, unlikely. He's running. I know they put ice packs and whatever they can on that man's leg. Yeah, Freddie Freeman able to get a three-bagger after a bad hop from Verdugo. And so as of right now, there is no score heading into the top of the fourth. This game is breezing on by. It hasn't even been an hour, Hickey. And Gerrit Cole is moving. He has three innings, three strikeouts. He just struck out Shohei Ohtani to end the third. And Flaherty is doing the same. He has three innings pitched. He's getting ready to head onto the mound again. Three strikeouts. He has thrown 52 pitches. The New York Yankees have had him working out there a little bit. Gerrit Cole has only thrown 36. So we'll see how things continue on. And the Dodgers, think about this. They've been averaging more than six runs a game here in the World Series. And so let's see what happens. Nothing wrong with a good game. Hickey, if they continue at this pace, the game will be done by the time the show is done in about an hour or less.
And that means they'll clear the way for the true main event on Fox on Friday night.
The football?
USC Rutgers.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't have this game go long. We can't miss the opening kick of that game. Plus, Dodger fans, you want a little double dip? Give them plenty of time to beat that traffic and get over to the Coliseum. Need a big crowd tonight.
Do you think somebody's doing both, right?
Yes.
Oh.
But somebody's...
When do you get there? At halftime?
I was about to say, I mean, you can't leave a World Series. Unless you're just doing it for social media only and you don't really care, you probably leave the Dodger game like the seventh inning so you could be there for the opening kick for USC. But, I mean, if you actually want to do both, you got to stay at the World Series game for however long it goes. And then just get to the football game when you get there. If you get there the fourth quarter, so be it.
When do they let you out? Well, let me say that. When do they let you in? When do they stop letting people into a sporting event? I don't know. I've never had to kind of experience. I ain't wasting my time. I've had to leave games early, mostly because I have credentials. I can go in and out as I please. I can go to work. When do they stop letting you into a football game? At like halftime, they just put the metal detectors and stuff away and say, screw you. Like, what point do they stop?
You know, I never thought about that.
right?
That's a great question. I have no idea.
they don't just let you walk in. It don't matter what pros, college, you don't just walk up at like, you know, 5 minutes left and go, I got a ticket. They stop scanning.
Right, and those people, I'm sure, want to go home if that's their only job of the night, you know?
Yeah, they put the security stuff, they roll it away, they close the doors, and after that, it's just who's leaving, not who's trying to get in.
So maybe you're right. Maybe you can't do that just because by the time you get there, it's... Sure, you can get there on time, but there's no one there to check your ticket. No one there to let you in.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's good. I would assume most people get to sporting events before halftime, I think. You know, if you're running around crazy, I think, yeah, you get to a game at halftime, see the second half. But after that, you're cooked. You know, why go out there and waste your time? I don't know. The same thing for a baseball game. Like, who gets to a baseball game and says, I think anything, like me, Hickey, if I'm going to something, I want to get there from the beginning. I want to see it from start to finish unless I have to leave. Like, but outside of that, third inning, second inning, and the baseball games go by so much faster now. Like, I want to get bang for my buck.
Oh, I agree. Like, I want to be in the stadium no matter what the game is, like at least a half hour before.
Yeah.
Because also, too, I don't know about you, I hate getting food and like drinks during the game. So if I'm going to wait on a line, I'd rather just get it out of the way early. So I get in early, get it, sit in my seat, and I'm there for most of the game.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, I'm a stickler for time. And I want to get my money's worth. Most times I'm going to a game, I may be entertaining somebody, but I may go by myself and meet people there. I don't like the idea of getting together with a bunch of people and you want to go to a game and it's just like, oh, we're going to, you know, have a drink or whatever before we go to the game, and or people are late to the game. So now we got to wait for people before we get in, and now it's late. And I'm like, no, I want to watch the game. I don't need to sit at the bar for, you know, an hour or whatever and then be late getting into the... What's the point? Like, I want to get to the game and watch it and get my damn money's worth. I ain't got time for all of that stuff. So, you know, right now, they're still tied up. Now they're in the middle of the fourth. There's no score. None whatsoever. We'll keep you up to date with the Dodgers and Yankees as we continue to move on. We have talked about so much throughout the course of the entire show. What a day it's been. What a 24 hours it's been. You know, even if we go back to last night, Thursday Night Football, the Vikings, they lost. Yes, we know about the face mask that was not called for Sam Darnold. The Rams still walked away on top. And then after the game, Sean McVay, he basically told everybody, the returning Cooper Kupp who came back and caught a touchdown last night, he's like, that Cooper Kupp, he says, yeah, people called about trading him, but it's not in our plans right now. Do you believe these words from Sean McVay?
Here's what I'll tell you. Teams reached out. Some of the things that I've seen out there, they're just not true. You know, we've addressed that with those individuals. Teams have called about him. And really, we let him know what the dialogue was there. And then there's a lot of stuff out there where there's not a lot of accountability to the reports. And that's unfortunate.
Do you think the performance tonight makes you guys more apt to keep to possibly entertain offers?
Yeah, I don't think about those things. I think about coaching our team. You know, I think a lot of the things that were out there, speculation was exactly what that was, speculation. We're an inside-out organization. I'm really glad to have Cooper Kupp back with us, and that's what I expect to stay that way.
I still think they will move him if the price is right. I think they'll move him. Cooper Kupp just came back from another ankle injury. Meanwhile, out in Florida for Miami, Tua Tagovailoa, it appears that he is going to be back for the Miami Dolphins. He hasn't played since week two against the Bills, where he suffered his third documented concussion. I say third documented. We've seen him get knocked out more than three damn times. And the Dolphins are going to take on Arizona. Mike McDaniel did not confirm it, but he did say he was happy to see Tua back out on the field.
Words can't describe how excited I get for all players that have opportunities that I know they don't take for granted, that they've earned, it's very exciting from a human perspective as a coach of this team. You know, that it's meaningful to watch people go after their dreams.
It is. Hickey, every time Mike McDaniel talks to the media, I want to go, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. The next word, go ahead, you can do it.
Even that answer was 2 minutes long. I had to chop it down drastically.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He thinks deep, I guess, is maybe the way to phrase it.
I hope he talks faster with the players. He has to. Guys can't be falling asleep in class. I know he has to be a completely different guy when he addresses the team. And so the Dolphins are going to take on Arizona. Tyreek Hill, number one wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins. He is questionable. He did not practice today, dealing with some type of foot issue. Do I believe he just got a day off? That's me. I think he got a day off. I think he will be available on Sunday. But they are listing him as questionable. Somebody else, we have no idea whether or not he's going to play. This was a big game, a big matchup on everybody's calendar. Washington led by Jaden Daniels, and then also the Chicago Bears led by Caleb Williams, your two rookie quarterbacks, lighting it up in two different ways. Unfortunately, Jaden Daniels is also questionable against the Bears. We may not see this matchup. He got popped in the ribs in their last game, and we don't know if he's going to be out there. You know, he was asked himself, hey, Jaden, are you going to play on Sunday against the Bears and Caleb? And this is what he said.
I want to play, but not my decision.
What's the injury?
Something to my rib. It's kind of hard to explain, but something to that area right there.
How has it progressed throughout the week for you?
Like I said, I mean, I feel good. Been in treatment, all that, trying to get back right, give myself a chance to go out there and be confident to play, and you know, ultimately the trainers and Adam and DQ to make the decision, let me play and stuff like that. You know, they feel confident.
It's not his decision. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess for the long term, you want him to be healthy. You think about his ribs. He's a running quarterback. You want to see him out there. This is a matchup that everybody, I think, wanted to see. The Chicago Bears right now on a 3-game winning streak. Caleb Williams in those 3 games. This man has 7 touchdowns and 1 interception. He has been lighting it up. Washington, they practiced against the Panthers, beat them 40-7, and their offense has been humming along. And Caleb Williams, he's taking notice as well. He says, watching Jaden Daniels, man, it's awesome.
That's been pretty cool watching him, his progress from obviously Arizona State to LSU and then now in the pros balling out. He's been playing great over there with Cliff and, you know, all the guys they have over there. You know, like I said, happy for him and great to see him balling out.
You can embrace the storylines, though. You're going home. It's, you know, 1 against 2 in the draft. Do you get into that or do you?
No. My job is to go win games on Thursdays, Sundays, and Mondays. So that's it.
Hickey, what a veteran, right? This guy's a veteran already? Already,
he knows how to handle the media. Gives them nothing.
He does. I hope we see Jaden Daniels out there, because if Marcus Mariota's playing, I said this, I ain't watching. I will not watch that man throw a football. And speaking of everybody returning, coming, going, everybody here, there, Hassan Reddick. Getting ready to play football. This is not a matchup. This is not a game that I think people are just going, oh, my God, I need to see it. Oh, man, this is going to be ugly. The New York Jets are going to be out there playing football in New England against the Patriots. Now, come on. As bad as the New York Jets have been, they must beat New England. Hassan Reddick, go out there and get Drake May. What the hell they paying you all this money for? You got to go out there and get him. Sauce Gardner, the great defensive back cornerback who never gets an interception. He said, Hassan Reddick, oh, that's the guy. He works perfect with us, and we haven't even played a game yet.
Very humble dude. You know, he just came in ready to learn, not feeling himself or being cocky or nothing like that. You know, I met him at the Pro Bowl a minute ago, so, you know, I was already familiar with him. And, you know, he had a lot, you know, pass rush, getting to the quarterback, you know, no matter what it is, finding a way to get to the quarterback, you know, and being effective in the run game as well. You know, just he offered a lot of versatility, so I'm looking forward to taking the field with him on Sunday. Guys that we have on the D-line already, you know, that's It's just a plus.
Hickey, they have a lot of fun in that Jets place, huh? They playing ping pong in the back?
Vibes are high. Record be damned, I guess.
Ping pong. I guess Aaron Rodgers was telling the truth. If the Jets want to turn things around, they got to have, what do you say, they have to have fun, right?
What, do you remember, there was a team that, like, they took the ping pong table out and then put it back in, and, like, they went on this run. Was it the Jaguars? I got to look it up. There's, like, some team where it's, like, their run turned around or coincided, I should say, with the return of, like, it was either cornhole or ping pong. Maybe we're seeing that with the Jets.
That sounds real familiar.
Right?
I don't think anything is going to turn things around for the New York Jets, but damn. That's wild. And then how about this on Monday? Hickey, this sucks. We got to be here for about half of the game. The New York Giants are going to take on the Steelers. This has nothing to do with the Steelers. The Steelers are a good team. But watching the New York Giants, people are like, hey, what do we got Daniel Jones out there for? And you got the owner, Mara, who's telling everybody who will listen, I'm not firing the GM or Daboll, the coach. And this is the game that we have on Monday night. The Giants in Pittsburgh? Ugh, yuck. This is terrible. Brian Daboll even had to answer a question as to why America has to be subjected to watching Daniel Jones play in primetime. And this is the answer that he gave.
Well, I think he gives us the best chance. Number one, I thought, you know, there were a lot of plays that he did exactly what he needed to do. And then, look, there were some plays where it wasn't just on Daniel. It was a collection of things. It wasn't just one person in protection or a route. It was a collective deal.
Oh, yeah. Explaining another New York Giants ass whooping. Great. Yeah, the last game they lost to the Eagles 28-3. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How much is there to explain? Everybody sucks, including Daniel Jones. That's just what it boils down to. It's just awful all the way around. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about another marquee matchup. Two big teams in the NFC. It feels like the 90s. We're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys and the 49ers. I mean, if either one of these teams want to turn things around, they better destroy the other team on Sunday. Unfortunately for the 49ers, a lot of players on their team is already destroyed. And from the Dallas Cowboys, full of distractions again. The Dallas Cowboys, they're talking about touring? Like fans touring the facility? Is that the latest distraction? For the Dallas Cowboys, we're going to get into that. There's so much to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I love Tulane. I love the Green Wave. I love New Orleans. I love Louisiana. I love y'all. I love y'all, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I love you too. It doesn't matter where you live or where you're from. I love you too. And I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right before we went to break, talked about some of the upcoming NFL games this weekend. Been talking college, Yankees and Dodgers. There is still no score here. But then I told you on Sunday, we got another NFL game. This might as well be, I don't want to call it an elimination game, because both of these teams, I got faith in one to turn things around, the other I got nothing. Sunday night, we're going to get the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers. The Cowboys stink. They're 3-3. They just came off of a bye. Before that, they got annihilated by the Lions, 47-9. They have 8 turnovers in the last 2 games. They are giving up almost 30 points a game. The Dallas Cowboys stink. But then on the other hand, you have the San Francisco 49ers, and you think they're getting ready to get healthy, and then Deebo Samuel gets pneumonia. Then Brandon Ayuk just got a brand new contract after he whined and complained on social media about it all year long. Now his ACL is cooked. It's done. Juwan Jennings is dealing with a hip. And now you got a guy who got shot in Ricky Pearsall on August 31st. I just laugh because I remember the date, not because he got shot. Hell no, I'm not laughing about that. But you got a guy who just got shot in August, who's now being tasked with just trying to turn things up for Brock Purdy. This is the bad and the injured on Sunday Night Football. And I think about Cowboys and 49ers. I think about the 90s. I think about dominance. I think about growth. No, not now. Now I just think, yuck. We know the Dallas Cowboys are going nowhere. And the 49ers, they're not going to go anywhere unless they get healthy. Christian McCaffrey, you still got to wait for him to come back off of that Achilles. This is going to be bad, man. It'll be an interesting game, an interesting matchup. Neither one of these teams are going to go out there and quit. But Kyle Shanahan, he says, you know what? If we're going to turn things around, I don't know, maybe somebody like Kittle with a bum foot, he's going to have to step up and be a leader. We all got to lead.
We got great captains. We got a great team. I mean, there's not, you know, we've been in this situation before. Where not everything's going perfect and you're a little backs against the wall. But our group, our culture, I mean, it's never really been an issue. I've never had to make a big deal about stuff. And anytime that there is, I'll call guys and address it. But our team's got, we know each other pretty well. I think they know me pretty well. And we got a group, that a bunch of good people that don't blame each other and know what you got to do after stuff like this. There's only one thing. You can sit and talk and evaluate all this stuff, or you can get to work and find a way to be better the next week.
Oh, cute. They don't blame each other. What are you going to, hey, stop getting hurt? What is there to say at that point? And meanwhile, for the Dallas Cowboys, what the hell is their deal? It's just like they don't have health. Jerry Jones, forget health, healthy players, good enough players. Don't even ask Jerry Jones about why they don't have any healthy players. He'll yell at you to maybe take your job or curse you out. Dak Prescott says, nah, we need to be a more well-rounded team. Okay, Dak.
We've got to do better playing complimentary football. All offense, whether it's keeping the ball, converting third downs to keep our defense off the field, starting faster, scoring touchdowns, the things that all the stats say. And so then it was about, you know, finding the solution.
Hickey, why is it that what I feel is the best game on Sunday may not be the best game because the rookie quarterback may not play? That's Jaden Daniels. And then you have the premier game late at night. We got one team that's supposed to compete for a Super Bowl that's injured. We got another team that's a crap show. Help me, man. These matchups are like, they suck.
Yeah, this was definitely a week, like, in the preseason you circles. Oh, man, this is going to be so much fun. Like, you have some really intriguing, you would think, matchups based on how we thought about these teams before the year. And then, like you said, you start to look and it's like, ooh. Yeah, 49ers Cowboys now is Sunday night. There's very little juice there. And like you said, if Jaden Daniels can't play and now it's not number one versus number two instead of, well, I guess it still is, right? Number one versus number two. The only problem is number two was drafted a decade ago in Mariota. A little bit of a different story.
Yeah, man, we don't want to see Marcus send him back to Oregon. We don't want to see him. We do not. You know, this will be an interesting game. The Falcons will be down. Speaking of the teams getting hurt. You know, we got the Buccaneers. They just lost their two top wide receivers as well. And it's just nobody's looking at them like the 49ers. But Mike Evans down, Chris Godwin down. The Falcons just coming off of a disappointing loss against the Seahawks. They now have a record of 4-3. The Bucs are 4-3. They're going to be scrapping. We already heard Todd Bowles tell everybody. He's just like, yeah, folks, we're not looking to bring in another wide receiver. This is it's an interesting matchup. Whoever wins this game very well, and they should be in the lead to win the NFC South. And Todd Bowles, Mr. Enthusiasm, he's like, yeah, this game is important.
This one happens to be with a lot at stake on the line this early in the season for first place. They beat us at the end the last time. We made some mistakes at the end. They made more plays, and we got to make the plays at the end this time.
Yeah, he had that surprise victory where they came out on top. So they already beat him. See if they beat him again, this time down in Tampa. Kirk Cousins, he says, we got this. We have to get this.
Good energy. Guys were ready to go. And, you know, and in pro football, it doesn't get any easier. You know, if you get hit in the mouth, you get back up and you realize you got a great opponent now up ahead. And that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's a good game. I'm looking forward to that one. And then on the early side, we have the Eagles and the Bengals. The Bengals are trying to get back to 500. They have a 3-4 record. Eagles are trying to move into that 5-2 and maybe take advantage of the fact that maybe Jaden Daniels is not going to play against the Chicago Bears. And that's pretty much it. We got the Dolphins and the Cards. We got the Ravens and the Browns. Nobody gives a damn about that game. The Saints and Chargers. Oh, that sounds like an ugly game. Bills and Seahawks. Okay, all right. Nothing spectacular there. Chiefs at Raiders. We kind of know what that is. Hickey, I might be able to sleep through the whole Sunday. I'm going to watch, but if these games get garbage, I'm turning them off. I'm not watching.
I will say I'm intrigued to see how Tua plays. I mean, I wasn't until the injuries came out. Intrigued to see how Bryce Young, if he developed and learned anything by being on the bench. But yeah, again, Eagles-Bengals is definitely one where before the year, this is going to be a banger of a matchup. And not close. Yeah, oof.
None at all. Not a matchup. Hey, what's with all this... Do we need to make Major League Baseball like the no fun league, like the NFL? Do we need to like ban some of the celebrations?
You think it's gone too far, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, Marco Belletti will be here with the news momentarily. It hasn't gone too far. I say it partially as a joke. But how many times do I need to see Kike Hernandez, you know, gyrate his hips and? I don't know, do crotch bumps? Like, what are we doing?
You didn't like that?
No. Did the Yankees do a crotch bump? They did too, right?
Marco, Yankees crotch bumping at all?
Unfortunately, there was one.
Yeah.
When? When did they do this?
ALCS.
Yeah, somebody.
Oh, boy.
I forget who it was. I don't know. It was, honestly, it was horrifying. I don't remember who it was. Maybe I just blocked it out. But unfortunately, I saw it.
Oh, I missed that. Oh,
yeah, well, you're the lucky one.
Yeah, so the Dodgers just scored on a sack fly. And how did they get a sack fly? Kike Hernandez ended up with a triple. He had a ball to right field. Soto just missed it. He was able to get a triple, and then he was just kind of sacrificed in. When he pulled up to third base, he got up. He threw his arms in the air, and he gyrated his hips a little too much. And it's just like, what are we doing? I don't know.
That's for every base hit for Kike, by the way.
I know, but enough, right? No?
You know, I can live with that one.
As opposed to the crotch
bump? It's the crotch bump that bothers me. I got to be fair. I don't think we need a cup check when you score. I feel like that's a bit over the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the Yankees hit home runs. Stanton and Judge, they do the muscle thing, right? The Bash Brothers, right? You can, that's okay. But I don't know if I want to see Judge and Stanton doing the crotch bump after they hit home runs. After they go back-to-back, now they go back-to-back again. I don't need to see that.
I'm going to leave that alone.
You know who you sound like, JR?
Who?
Have you ever seen the Key and Peele skit? Of the football celebrations and the referee is sitting there waiting to see how many air humps he does before he throws the flag.
I think
that's who you sound like right now.
I think I've heard of that. I don't know. I feel bad. The only Key and Peele skit I remember is when they went through like the players' names.
That was a good one.
You know, are the names real or are they fake? Barcavius Mingo Johnson, Squashbuckler, Kool-Aid Johnson. You know, I need to Google that one, Hickey. I gotta Google. You said air thrusts?
Oh, yeah. There was one like celebration, like be like, basically doing what Kike's doing, thrusting his hips to nobody, God. And the ref's sitting there. It's like, all right, there's one, there's two, and then everyone's like looking around. And then like when the third does, boom, there's the flag. That's what you sound like. Yeah, you can dance a little bit, you know, but as soon as it gets a little over the top, boom, not enough for you. We're too much for you.
Joel Embiid, didn't they fine him for doing the Degeneration X crotch chop? Like you. There comes a point where can we not be so crass, or are our kids that far gone, you know?
Well, social media these days, that's nothing they haven't seen before.
Our kids are screwed then, what you're saying, Hickey. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And Marco believes that too. All right.
That's a father of three over there too, saying that very confidently.
Can we have some positivity? Can something positive? Nothing? Nothing?
No. No, you're not allowed any of that.
Baseball's fun again. That's positive.
Okay, I guess it is. Not fun if you're a Yankees fan, not right now. But we still have more game to go. And we have a little bit more show to go as well. And speaking of things I'd like to stop, and besides crotch bumps, the Dallas Cowboys there, seems like some of their players would like a certain tour to stop while they exercise. And then I'll fill you in on that, and then I'll tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Jack Flaherty is mowing down the New York Yankees. It strikes out Aaron Judge in a big spot. Juan Soto is on the mound. And Flaherty is chased because Giancarlo Stanton hits a two-run home run after Flaherty strikes out Judge. The Yankees now lead the Dodgers 2-1. This is the sixth home run for Giancarlo Stanton. And this ball that he sent into left field, it touched God, okay? It touched the sky. It touched the moon. It was a moonshot. It landed just right of the foul pole in left field, but it went higher than the foul pole. It went up, 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 and up some more, and then dropped. And Giancarlo Stanton, this wasn't one of those, it's gone, it's gone. He hit it high, and he hit it far, and then it dropped out of the sky. Hickey, what's next outside of our atmosphere? I don't know, the stratosphere? Is that where you hit it?
Yeah, that was in orbit.
It hit a satellite and then dropped.
I think so. I wouldn't be surprised. That's insane. Power he just displayed, I don't know if he hit it. Honestly, I don't know if the ball went higher or farther.
Yeah. Yeah, it went away. How many vitamins would you need to hit a bar that far?
Let me tell you who's getting a piss test tomorrow morning.
Stanton? Oh. I thought he lost weight. He said he lost weight in the offseason.
Quote-unquote
right?
Random drug test in his locker tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Hey, listen, folks, this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Wow, that was a bomb that he hit. Oh, my goodness. If you ever get a chance to see it, if you're not watching or you're rolling around, just go ahead and check it out later. He cranked one into outer space. You know, as we start to wrap things up here on the afternoon, on the evening, I mentioned to you before we went to break, it's Sunday Night Football and the whole slate on Saturday. It's some interesting storylines, but there's no, like, real premier matchup that you have to watch. Even Sunday Night Football between the 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys seems kind of skewed. We've recently had a story that's come out, and it's been rehashed, I guess you could say, about how the Dallas Cowboys, they run these tours of their practice facility throughout the course of the week. And so there are always fans that are kind of running by. Even their gym, where the guys work out, it's like a one-way glass ceiling. And so while the Dallas Cowboys players are working out, they are fans that are just walking on by while they're working out. The players can't see out towards them, but they know that there are people on the other side. Some players in the past have called it a zoo. And while the Dallas Cowboys stink this year, having a record of 3-3, there have been calls to, like, Jerry Jones that, hey, this is distracting to the players. CeeDee Lamb went on social media and said, yeah, sometimes it can be. Dak Prescott, always a politician, he says, no issue. Listen to this.
I mean, for once, is all I know. I'm not going to let a couple of people touring the building distract me. I'm present where I am. I think, simply honestly, I feel like it's an excuse. What's the difference in you guys coming in the locker room and talking? You know what I mean? Honestly, with guys about that, too, and I don't get that. I mean, it's being a professional, some things you deal with. You got to embrace it. I mean, honestly, to me, you can walk by and you can have a negative mindset about it and allow that to ruin your day, or you can, you know, be thankful that you're an organization that people want to see. And, you know, for me, it's just easy to say what's up, wave, and keep walking.
Okay, all right. He's figured out how to not be distracted. Speaking of distractions, we've learned today that Bronny James is going to be back and forth from the G League to the Lakers. Okay, I guess that's supposed to work for Bronny. So reportedly, he's going to go on a road trip, get that road experience, and then when the G League starts up, Bronny is supposed to be back and forth because, as we all know, he ain't no NBA player. He's not. What a shock, what a surprise. I think we all, you know, figured that one out. Here on Fox, they just started showing more replays of everybody looking at Stanton's bomb. Hickey, that was hilarious. Did you see Freddie Freeman? He crossed his arms and he just looked. He had to wait, it seemed like, for 2 hours to see where the ball was going to land after it hit the sky.
I'm sure that was one of those where, too, like, if you look to the outfielders, like, they don't move. Like, you know, like, sometimes you know off the bat, like, that there's no chance of that staying in the park. I'm sure all three outfielders stood there and just gazed.
Yeah, nobody knew a damn. Nobody knew anything. Yankees are up 2-1. Top of the sixth, Jazz Chisholm just stole a base, so they got a man on second. The Yankees are trying to put some more runs on the board here as we move into the bottom three innings of this game. Well, it's the bottom of this show, which means that it is time for us to do one thing and go back in time to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is October 25th. The year is 2024, but if we go back to October 25th, 1998, Jerry Rice, he set the NFL record with a catch in his 184th straight game. He broke Art Monk's record. Take a listen to this, courtesy of Fox.
His first interception of the year, Steve Young on first down to the end zone, touchdown, Jerry Rice. And Jerry Rice has just set a National Football League record with a reception in 184 consecutive games. It is also the 79th touchdown pass from Young to Rice, which ties another NFL record of Dan Marino to Mark Clayton.
Yeah, Jerry Rice, we know he got more yards than anybody, and also at that point, 184 straight games. This man's streak of catches lasted all the way till 2004. 274 games. Let's hit the fast forward button. October 25th, 2003. That day was not a good day for the New York Yankees because they lost the World Series to the Florida Marlins. The Marlins won the series 4-2. You might remember this. A 23-year-old Josh Beckett was on the mound for the Marlins. A complete game, a shutout, 9 strikeouts. Take a listen to the conclusion of this game. As the Marlins won their second World Series and the Yankees, they lost. This is on Fox.
They've had only two winning seasons, 97 and 2003. Trying to win it all again. Posada, slow roller right side. Beckett picks it up, tags Posada, and the Florida Marlins are world champions. The Marlins have stunned the Yankees, shot New York, and this improbable team, improbable ride, they end up on top, winning in 6 games over the Yankees.
Yeah, nobody trying to hear that Frank Sinatra at the end. No, Zoe, I know they play it at every game. Hickey, they used to have a happy version and then like a sad one. Just played a miserable one, right?
That's an embarrassment. Come on.
What?
You can't play that after a loss.
Yeah, you played a sad, played a version with no, you know what, don't even play. You're right.
What's the sad version?
Yeah, I don't know. No lyrics? I don't know.
Frank, he's mute. He's in protest.
Just play the beat. I don't know. Play no music, right? None?
No music. You just lost the World Series at home. Yeah, now you're going to serenade the fans as they're leaving the stadium with the song that you play. Yeah. New York, New York, which is supposed to be a victory song? Oh, my.
Yeah, don't play nothing. There's a song. Oh, I think it's... No, it's not that guy. There's a song that talks about Get On. It's an R&B song. It's like Pack Your Bags and Get the Hell On. They should have played that song. Anyway, Yankees got the bases loaded, 2 outs, top of the 6th. The Yankees are leading 2-0, so they're trying to get some more runs up on the board. Make sure you stick around here on the Infinity Sports Network. You'll get caught up on everything going on in the world of sports. We got a lot of college football action. We know things are real big in Los Angeles tonight. We got USC, not in Los Angeles, but we got UNLV. We got Boise State, the Broncos. We got a lot. We got college football tomorrow. We got football on Sunday. Thank you so much to former NFL player, current analyst Max Starks for joining us. Thank you so much to former coach of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mike Sanford Jr., for joining us. If you've missed a minute, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Hickey, can people hear you here over the weekend? Yes?
Oh, they can. Sunday evening, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
And we'll be back together for the Infinity Sports Network on the Infinity Sports Network Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hickey, where can they find you?
Ryan_Hickey, the number 3.
I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere. You have a tremendous weekend. Be safe, be well. I am at JR Sport Brief. Be fun, or have fun, be safe, enjoy yourself, okay? Bart Winkle is coming up next here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't you move. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Ryan Hickey.